Good afternoon or good evening?
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you today?
Doing good. Another busy day.
I know the feeling.
That's good we can say that.
And it's still busy, Baruch Hashem.
That's a blessing, you know. That's a blessing, really.
Always. Always. If we weren't busy, we'd be bored.
Oh, I don't even know what that word is. I don't think I've known it for 50 years.
Well, let me tell you, bored means there's a hole in our heads. shall we start the Zohar for Parashat Balak, section 5. Hashem rebuke you, O adversary. Verse 26. The Hasatan man, the Hasatan, Ahu dimana al nafshata, the gehinom de tilte, the mesa blay, the tadir kaima, the amar havu hayavin, the gehinom. The seed no liatkira, provoke yidain vayomer Hashem. El hasatan yigar pecha hasatan, vayigar Hashem pecha. Tirein ge'arot amai elav, had leduma v'had leharu, v'nafka megehinom. The Kaima Tadir, the Asta'a. He inquires about what it says, and the adversary is standing at his right hand to thwart him. What is the adversary? He replies, that one who is appointed over the souls in Gehinom, whose desire is to take him to Gehinom, and constantly stands around saying, give. Give the wicked to Gehinom. To thwart him means to mention his iniquities. Then Hashem said to the adversary, Hashem rebuke you, O adversary. Even Hashem rebukes you. He asks, why two rebukes? He replies, one for the angel Duma, that is the chief appointee of Gehinom, and one for that one that leaves Gehinom, who is constantly ready to thwart, meaning the adversary. And this verse hints at how corrupted our knowledge of the spiritual system really is. All of the Western society has been influenced by the church, and the Western wisdom is really distant from the true knowledge of the spiritual system. Satan doesn't live in hell. Gehinom is the word for hell in Hebrew. Satan doesn't live there. There's an angel, Duma, who lives there. And he has the responsibility of making sure that the souls are cleansed within Gehinom. Satan roams about the world. Satan runs up to heaven to prosecute. Satan roams about the world taking notes and receiving notes of those aspects that are witnesses, the walls of our homes, the clouds in the sky, the dust on the earth. Everything is known to Hashem. And the way he knows is by recording two aspects. the opposer, adversary, and the defense attorney. One, the adversary runs around the world getting information and then taking it up to heaven and prosecuting. And then who is going to defend this person, this soul? Who's going to make sure that Hashem doesn't take him out of the world that night, that year? The defense attorney is Michael. The defense attorney is our own voices, our own words. But we don't understand the adversary. He has a job to do. He does it very well. He makes it very difficult for us to remove bread of shame, but that's his job. So why are you upset with him? Accept your responsibility in the process. And that draws Hashem's mercy to you and defeats the adversary before he begins. Verse 27. Kemade ufnuha ve'aglim bediyutna le'shor ve'kolinim ruchim bishin de'itanu le'a'ala ve'gehinom lachich lon beriga hada ve'hatach lon ve'nachit ve'yachav lon. The Duma Levatar Lutivalon, the Dahu Dikiv, Vayomer Moav Elzikne, Midianata Velachaku, Akahal et Kosuvivotenu, Ilkoch Ashur, the Ishtamoda Ashur. The Kaima Lavi shall call the Alma Et Yerech Hasade Inun Ruchin Divne Nasha The Inun Yerech Hasade Hasade Hahu Sade the Ishtamoda. Come and see. The adversary up high descends. So we have already explained, having transformed into the image of an ox, all these evil spirits that were sentenced to be entered into Gehinnom, he licks them up in an instant and grabs them and descends and gives them over to Duma after he swallows them up. This is what is said. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us as the ox licks up? That is that known ox, which is the adversary, that stands constantly ready to cause evil for all the world's inhabitants, the grass of the field. These are the spirits of human beings who are the grass of the field. The field is that certain field, meaning Malchut. This verse from the Zohar is using an idiom of licking up. My granddaughter licks up her ice cream. She loves ice cream. And the way she eats it is slowly licking it up. And what happens? It melts and gets all over the napkins that her mother makes her put around the cone. What is it the Zohar trying to tell us with this metaphor of licking up? Licking up the grass of the field. Grass of the field are the souls who've been sentenced to go to Gehinnom. Nobody wants to go to Gehinnom. It is a better world than our physical world. It's a cleansing world, but it is very painful for the soul. The Satan licks up, just like my granddaughter licks up the ice cream. And this is how the souls get transferred, metaphorically, from heaven, from the court to Gehinnom. Verse 28. Amar Rabbi Yosei, Amar Chaya Hakim, Ava Balak, Al Vaday, the Hakim Hipsterik, Lemim Da Kol Arho De Hahu, Shor the Ila Yade, the Hu La Yakil, the Mebar. Ara show the kismo. Amara via se vadai haki hu the yahut. Amart the tukpe. The hahu shore the ki. Mahrizu al. Hatgua kolimu. Yomin de mahrizin. The call yomin de mahrizie. Al Ruchechon, Divne Nasha V'inun Dome, Nisan V'yome Tishre, V'ha Itmar. Rabbi Yosef says, if so, Balak was a wise man, since he was aware that the Satan transforms into the form of an ox. He said to him most certainly that he was wise. Similarly, he needed to know all the habits of that ox. And if he would not have been familiar with them, he would not have been able to perform his witchcraft and enchanting charms. Rabbi Yossi said, that is certainly so, and you spoke well. The might of that ox is when they proclaim about the grain crops. Rabbi Ashlag says something is missing from this verse. All these days that are being proclaimed and all the days that they proclaim about the spirit of human beings, they are the days of Nisan and the days of Tishrei, as we have already learned. The days of Tishrei we will be studying starting immediately after Tu B'Av. Or maybe even as part of Tu B'Av. The days of Tishrei, simply put, human beings grow from the Keter, from the seed level, from the rebirth of a new year. For 23 days, we all grow to adulthood. What that means needs to be explored. Understanding the unity of these 23 days and all of the different holidays that people perceive as separated when they're really unified. That's what we will be studying. And the same thing is true in Nisan, because the first 12 days of Nisan connect to the 12 months of the year, which seem to be separated, seem to be different energies, seem to be something unique. And yet each and every year, these same 12 energies recycle. Each and every year, the 12 months are unified into the concept of year. And that is what this verse in the Zohar is alluding to and mentioning, for us to realize that both the positive and the negative systems were created by the Creator Hashem. They're designed to work together, but they appear to work as opposites. And we need to be constantly aware of this duality, the duality that they're opposites and the duality that they're unified. Does anybody have any questions? That's the end of section 5. The next section of this Zohar is called the Child. It's called the Yanuka. It's a very unique section of the Zohar. It's very, very long. Looking at the number of verses. And it's right up there with over 100 verses. Interesting. Over 100 verses. So I'm not sure what we will do tomorrow, and but we can't obviously finish the section. We may skip the section this year and spend our time with it next year. Does anybody have any questions before I wish you a beautiful afternoon and a good shalom? Shalom to all.
Okay, shalom. Okay, bye.